This is an executive summary of the 7 deadly sins of DST investing, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Delaware statutory trusts, DSTs, can be a powerful tool for 1031 investors, passive income, tax deferral, institutional real estate, diversification, and fast closing within a 1031 exchange's deadlines. But like any investment, DSTs reward good decisions and punish careless ones, and most DST disappointments trace back to a short list of avoidable mistakes rather than to the structure itself. We've nicknamed them the 7 deadly sins of DST investing, a deliberate play on words, since the term also refers to the unrelated trustee restrictions in IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86 that govern what a DST trustee can and can't do. Here, though, we mean investor mistakes, chasing the highest yield, ignoring the fee load, over-concentrating in one DST, skipping sponsor due diligence, and misjudging liquidity needs, plus a couple more. Each one has a clear better decision lesson. This guide walks through these common errors and how to avoid them, so you can use DSTs the way they're meant to be used. Note that Baker 1031 Investments does not provide tax or legal advice, and DST interests are securities offered through the broker-dealer, Aurora Securities Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC, to accredited investors after a suitability review. Verify the current rules with your advisors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.